Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, commemorating a century of history through personal narratives. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg Stories is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. Before he came to Fort Bragg, Phil Sussman fractured his spine in a training accident, an injury he feared would end his military career. Still, he was determined to stay in the Army and continue a rigorous training program. Phil is now finding new ways to manage his chronic pain.
So I was in a Striker, and I was in the TC, the truck commander seat, and I was standing up on the chair trying to see something in the distance, and my foot slipped, and my feet went up in the air about 2 to 3 feet, and my back slammed onto the chair, and instantly I knew that I was hurt pretty bad. I just didn't know how bad. Following the accident, I was stuck on the couch for 2 weeks straight. I couldn't really move at all. I fractured my L2 and my L3 vertebrae. The pain was hands down the worst thing I've ever felt in my life. I can't even describe it. Shooting pain from my back down my leg. Couldn't move, couldn't roll over. I'd bring my wife to tears every time she tried to move me. And I was on a lot of pain meds. And I started rehabilitation. But my physical therapist was a former Green Beret, and I asked him about working through pain in training, and he said, if you can take the pain, then go forward. I had a good support system that included my wife, and she encouraged me once I kind of got through the worst of it that I needed to start taking care of myself because I was pushing. And she recommended yoga. She'd been doing yoga already for about a dozen years. And I always brushed it off as something for girls. That's what girls do. Guys don't do yoga. Not tough soldiers anyway. So I said, you know, as much pain as I'm in, I'm done with pain meds. I'm going to give it a shot. So I went to my first yoga class, and I brought my buddy along with me. And he's a big dude. So it was him and me. We went to the yoga class together. And we stood out like sore thumbs. It was a class full of women and the two of us awkwardly looking around trying to figure out what to do with our hands and legs. But at the same time, I was hooked. You know, I started to feel my pain lessen. Concurrently, I started going through a tough time mentally. I went through a little bit of a depression and I started a meditation practice. I went to meditation groups. As soldiers, like, we're conditioned to just keep driving forward. And I realized through my meditation practice and through yoga that I was finding peace in the present, but I was looking around me, and I was seeing so many soldiers still struggling. It's a mixed reaction when I take it to my friends. I got a handful of guys to come out, and they stepped into class. They were hesitant, but they stepped into class, and they walked out, and they said, I'm coming back next week. The other side is the guys that just brush it off. And those are the guys I may not be able to convince or may not be able to get through to on the yoga level. But I think it's important to be open nonetheless and tell people that I personally, that I'm reaching out for help, that it's okay to reach out for help and talk to someone, that we understand it's better than bottling it up like I did for years and years before I found the resources I have.
Phil's story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. You can hear more in the series at WUNC's website, and if you'd like to share your own Fort Bragg story, you can find instructions at wunc.org.